There was a young man, he turned 16 years old, got his driver's license, passed and everything else, and said to his father, he said, "Dad, we need to talk. I need to have some time to drive the car." His dad said to him, he said, "Well, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. If you raise your grades from C's to B's, if you study the Bible and read the Bible, and if you get your hair cut, then we'll talk about it and make some plans." So about 6 or 8 weeks later, the father hears from the school and says to his son, "I've been told your grades are going up. Most of your C's are now B's. That is excellent." And he says, "I've been walking by and I see you sometimes upstairs, sometimes downstairs, reading the Bible. It's wonderful the amount of time you're putting in, but you still haven't gotten your hair cut." And the son looked at him and he said, "You know, Dad, I've been reading the Bible and I see that Samson has long hair. And Jesus had long hair, and the disciples, and Moses." And the father said, "Did you also notice that they walked every place they went?" So what if they had cars when Jesus did his ministry? I'll bet there would have been one massive traffic jam when they all drove to listen to Jesus preach on the Mount. Then for some reason, I decided to do a very strange Google search. I searched, "How many miles did Jesus walk in his ministry?" And you know, it's interesting, I actually got a hit. Got a couple of hits there, all the same. 3,125 miles. Really? His ministry was 3.5 years long, so that means 892.5 miles a year. If he takes a Sabbath off, we're down to 313 days. I'm sure there are a few religious holidays and feast days in there, so let's take off another 10 days. That brings them down to 303 days. We know he always spent a little bit of time at each stop, so I'll assume 2 to 3 days. So taking another 2.5 days off, we remove another 130 days and are now at 173 days. Taking 892.5 miles divided by 173, and presto, Jesus walked about 5.15 miles a day. Not a stretch. But are we really that concerned about how far he walked? And I just wonder how much time that person had to sit and calculate all the different walks to come up with the 3,125 miles in the first place. However, I think many of us do wonder what it must have been like for Jesus when he did his ministry. In so many of the gospel readings, we find those in leadership roles of the religious, the legal, and the educated community trying to trick up Jesus with questions, trying to embarrass him and perhaps to get his followers to have second thoughts. In today's gospel, the Sadducees are posing a question to Jesus about a ministry, a mystery they have already considered and rejected. In their minds, there is no resurrection. Their question was not for dialogue or for discussion, but for the purpose of promoting a debate with hopes to show up Jesus, to see how Jesus was going to be able to answer that question since there was no scripture in the Torah to support the answer. They evidently wanted the onlookers to see Jesus as not trustworthy nor knowledgeable. Rather than taking the question as a personal attack, Jesus takes the opportunity to teach about the love and the mercy of God. Jesus goes on to explain the difference between earth and heaven, those who are of this age, earth, and those who are considered worthy of a place in that age, heaven. The ways of God are not the same as on the ways of earth. Things do not work the same in heaven as they do on earth. Thank goodness. Jesus goes on to say that the lowliest of society would be considered like angels and treated as children of God, being children of the resurrection. So often when I'm standing here and sharing with you, I focus on the love of Jesus had for his followers and all people. Jesus not only talked about love, but was an example to all and wants us to be an example of love. Moving on today will be a little bit different. We're blessed to have Linda come up and share with us her testimonial. I know this can be very difficult to do, and it's very brave to share with us. We're blessed that she did this. I myself want to have my own little testimonial with you today as well, to share where and how I feel more connected to God and to his children, where and when I can really feel God's presence in my life and in my worship. I do not want to preach. I want to reflect on my relationship with Jesus. I am so blessed in many ways and try to remember these blessings in my daily prayer. I give thanks each day for my family, for my church, and for my work. I find such peace in praying for and with others. To be in the chapel, to light the candles, reminding me that Jesus is the light of the world, and to have people come in and ask for prayer, not only for themselves, but for others. I try to open my mind and my heart to share words that I hope will be comforting. Compassion is a gift from God to all. I sometimes find it can be the hardest gift to have and to share. To truly be compassionate, I need to be vulnerable enough to let emotion take over and allow compassion to enter. At other times, God has just led me directly into compassion, to what sometimes just takes somebody in my arms or simply wipe away a tear. It happens, and then I realize God is with me at all time, and God leads me. When I lead into confession, I try to open my mind to where I need forgiveness. I know I have done wrong and need to be willing to admit to myself and to raise up my faults to God and ask for forgiveness. As I walk down the aisle to bring the gospel into the midst of the people, I silently ask God to be with me as I read his word. I am so blessed to share the gospel of our Lord and to understand the need to take the gospel out into the community. I see the presence of God in my daily life, seeing a dad yesterday raking big piles of leaves and three little children jumping in those piles. That is God at work. The bright rising sun in the sky, or birds building a nest, or squirrels coming out at the springtime. An older person sitting on a bench watching younger people play. That is God. The innocence of a child getting licked by a puppy. That is God. So often when I was here, and just the blessings of when Gary used to hold the fish for me, and to see the look on his face, that was God at work, and I realized it each and every Sunday. I know that he was with me in my darkest moments, and I also know that he is with me as I discerned where my ministry would go and where I would be. I am so blessed to have a relationship with Jesus. I am so blessed to be here at this parish. I am so blessed in so many different ways. Now, I made a little commitment card, a little card I want to show everybody. It's a question that so many people can ask, and it is, who does God love? God loves you. No exceptions. Amen.
Amen. Amen.